Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Book your holiday party at Chickies and Pete's. That's where we are, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Find a location near you. Details and availability online at chickiesandpete's.com. Before we get back to the show, we do have to give away the grand prize of the pit tickets to the Creed show from our winners last week. Okay. So the show is July 12th, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
We'll be there.
We will be there. You can buy tickets.
We will?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Creed?
I just assumed, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Of course.
We'll be there.
Ike's stage diving.
Yes. I don't think there's a lot of stage diving.
I was going to say they stage dive?
Yeah,
not
I don't know.
Not
yeah.
a Creed.
Oh, well, the demographics got a little older.
Yes.
Maybe in the 90s.
They're not stage diving at Creed.
Listen, buddy. I'm just trying to spice up the show.
So you can buy tickets, by the way, still at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations to Ken from Upper Darby. His tickets are upgraded to pit tickets for Creed on July 12th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. So thanks to everyone who participated in the contest last week. Ken, you get the pit tickets. We will reach out to you if you happen to be listening. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Buzz back at the house. What's up, Vincent?
You
it's
heard us.
Homie. He wanted me to tell y'all what's up.
You heard us bring up Booty Simon, and you said, I got to get on the line right now?
Hey, man, Corey Simon did have, like, a butt that
a little, a donk?
Him across the field. Hey, I mean, that boy butt.
Oh, he earned it. Now. Yeah, he earned that nickname for sure. Yeah, that was, he earned that.
Hey, man, we know where every meal went. What's that? I like to see the women in his family, because if he's packing, I know it's something going on the female side of his family.
What's wrong with you, man?
Can you tell me something?
I can't tell you anything. Nope.
She's looking for Corey Simon's sister.
You have to come down there on a Monday and talk to Ike off the air.
Yes.
Hey, man. Hey, y'all stop calling up here hollering at Spike. Spike, keep talking trash. Dak, keep talking trash. Because it has been helping this team for the last 10 weeks. In 2017, this team was the underdog. This year, I shall dub them the doubted. Because every week that they're doubted, they show improved. And I'm so glad that they got that L last week, playing that sorry game, all the controversy afterwards. Because you saw in the beginning of that game, Jalen was throwing that ball before, soon as them dudes was coming into their route, he was throwing the ball. I remember it was one point Tom Brady said he had tapered off a little bit in the third quarter, and then, boom, he hit the comeback route before the man turned all the way around. And he said, oop, there you go, on cue. I love this team, man. They fighting for each other. I mean, Q over there, what's his name, talking all that chat. I want to say what he was saying to them boys so bad, but I got to come down there and whisper it into Ike Reese's ear. They fighting for each other. This is just a brotherhood this team has right now. And yeah, they could have been doing it for the TV, but it looked natural what AJ and Jalen and Smitty was doing yesterday. They really looked like they was enjoying each other. They was in sync. This team is the best team. It's the most complete team. Yeah, Josh Allen doing his thing, whoever else doing his thing. But this team, top to bottom, Jalen keeps swinging, whipping that thing the way he was ripping it yesterday, Paul, in there somewhere. This team is a dominant team. They got a defense. They got an offense. They got multiple weapons on both sides of the ball. Man, we needed that yesterday. And we could have went up and scored another touchdown. But don't you love, Ike, when you see victory? Formation, baby.
Yes, sir.
That means you can dog them out. Like we say, like, you know.
Especially
we,
when I took the under yesterday.
Walk the dog on them. Say it again, Ike.
I said, especially when I took the under.
That's right, man. Get your money. Collect your money, baby. I love it. And Ike Reese, I love you. I ain't guaranteeing nothing. But, is that A?
Yeah.
There's a playoff.
I was listening. I was waiting on you to get to it. Get to the business.
You know I was. Hey, you got some stuff going on for you tonight. I got a little bit, and I got a little wiggle room. But it's me and you, brother. I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't guaranteeing that. But if you lose, whoop, boy,
what?
Irene,
you don't have to guarantee. I'm guaranteeing it. I'm winning. What are you talking about?
I told you I'm
winning this league. Don't worry.
I was trying to practice some humility.
I don't want you to practice humility. No. Because, see, I talked my trash before the fight, before the game.
You better get your angles right, because I'm going to come down there and rub your belly and take a picture if I win this game. I'm going to rub your belly, Ike Reese. I'm going to show you I'm the daddy. I love y'all.
You got it.
Get him out of here, man.
The playoffs are going on in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, and Yoshi and Ike are in a battle.
Yeah.
Now, how many points are you behind going into tonight?
I want to say I'm behind 40.
And you 30, have,
38 or either 40.
And you have Darnold going tonight and
Darnold,
Bijan,
and Addison.
Oh, he's got no one left?
No, he has Jefferson.
He has
Jefferson and somebody else. He has Jefferson and Oroma Duse.
Well, they don't throw the ball his way.
Oh, and I got the Vikings defense.
No, it's coming out of the wire.
Yeah, I got four guys going tonight.
Buzz, as the commissioner of the Fantasy League, who do you give the edge to on this one?
Still feeling Ike.
There we go, Buzz.
God, you suck up to Ike every single week.
Not true.
He's down by 40.
Hold on, Buzz was killing me all year.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Well, that doesn't fit my narrative.
Yeah, you bullied him into kissing your ass.
It's Mike was a slight favorite. That's it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Shut up.
Yeah. So Bill Belichick was introduced at a University of North Carolina basketball game this weekend against
Go Tar Heels.
Against LaSalle. And Eagles fans were there. Here's what it sounded like.
Poor Bill.
Unbelievable.
LaSalle fans doing us proud in doing an Eagles chant at Bill Belichick. Huge moment. Belichick gets introduced to the North Carolina crowd. We're never going to let him forget it.
That has to be. Which Super Bowl do you think he regrets losing the most?
That one drives him crazy. It's that one or the Giants one.
Right? The helmet catch?
Yep.
If he could change one Super Bowl, would it be the Eagles or the Tyreek catch?
It has to be
the Tyreek catch,
right?
It
has to be, right?
You think, but here's why I think.
Undefeated seasons,
but
right?
Here's why I'm thinking it might be the Eagles one. The losing to Doug and Nick. Just.
You know that bothers him more than anything.
Keeps him up at night.
It's probably the biggest thing that him and Brady have ever bonded over.
Yeah. Well, at least him and Tom Coughlin, I think, were on the same staff with the Giants, right?
Or
the Patriots?
I don't know.
I thought Coughlin was a. He's a Bill Parcells disciple for sure.
I mean,
I think him and Belichick might have been on the same staff at some point.
You just know at night, Bill Belichick sits around and is like, how did I get beat by Doug Peterson?
I got outcoached by Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson.
His defense couldn't stop Nick Foles.
No.
And he contributed to that by benching
Malcolm Butler.
And we've never heard that story. Isn't that the wildest thing ever, that we still don't know why he benched him? Malcolm yeah. Butler, it must have been bad, or Butler would have said
yes.
what it was. 215-592-9494. Ooh, Reese in North Philly. Reese, you're on WIP.
There's the call I've been waiting for.
Yeah, what's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas? Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful mm-hmm. day to be an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say, I must admit, sometimes people just got to be honest and, you know, not sugarcoat nothing. Jalen was wonderful yesterday. Spectacular. So I'm calling today to say, after yesterday, I'm doubling down even more on my belief. Because where was this all year?
Yeah.
It just shows me yesterday.
There he is.
Anomaly, not a trick. You know, it's like this how it is. When your woman checks your phone, she don't find nothing. You don't get rewarded for doing what you should have been doing. Should have been doing that anyway, you know? So
what?
Is Reese the one that was praising himself for being faithful for the first time in
yes.
this?
Yes.
Yeah, listen. Listen, the only way there can be geniuses in the world, you got to stand out from the dummy. So I'm okay.
Well, you got a lot of these.
I'm okay with being on an island that I don't want to have to do this to the fan base today because –
No, you're not doing anything to the fan base. I'm about to take over this call right now. And if you didn't call here to repent, no.
Oh, he doesn't have to repent.
He doesn't have to repent.
He's been preaching the truth.
As much trash as he talks on Jalen Hurts, you think you're going to call up here with this sorry sap platitude you're trying to give Jalen Hurts right now? Didn't you give me a backhanded compliment talking about you're going to double down because he should have been doing it all year? No, what I need you to do, keep your hat in your hand. Keep your hat in hand and tell me you were wrong about Jalen Hurts. This team is going to the Super Bowl, and that Jalen Hurts is the reason why.
Yesterday was a blip, not a trend. It's not who he really is. I would love to say that I can't be fake. I would love to say that I believe in, but he's the reason we're not going
to. No, we don't want. I don't want you to say you believe because that's not going to change. I want you to say you were wrong, and Jalen Hurts is better than you said he was.
No, yesterday I'm saying consistently throughout his career, college, in the NFL, he's not a good enough passer from the pocket. Yesterday, he was good. He showed that he can wake up in a dead clock, can be right twice a day. Cool. I don't think he can do this consistently week in and week out. There's a reason why Devontae Smith won't have 1,000 yards. It's not because he's not great. It's just his quarterback ain't good enough to get him the ball.
No, it's because running the football, we do it with such effectiveness, it would be malpractice to go away from it. Why would the Eagles go away from what they do well? Would you admit, and this is not a shot at Jalen, but would you admit they are a better running team than Jalen is a passer?
Any team is a better running team when you got a high school quarterback. That's obvious.
High school quarterback. The guy wins like what? I don't know, 75% of his games. Guy's lost 9 games in 4 years. He's lost 9 games in 4 years, and you want to keep telling me he's a high school quarterback. And by the way, this was the only – well, the defense was pretty good in 2022. I was going to say, but he didn't have a number one defense until this year.
First of all, I just want to thank you guys for making my day Monday through Friday because – You guys, you need to get a raise, all of y'all. But
tell me about it.
Totally agree.
I will give Hurts this. Yesterday, he was a better passer than he was a thrower. But once upon a time in my life, I was a better man.
Here you go with that.
Here we go again. You keep indicting yourself.
It happens.
Listen, I just want to make sure you're here every Monday.
I will be here every Monday.
Yeah.
And I want to be – I want to be wrong.
No, you are wrong.
Hold strong.
You are wrong, Reese. You're wrong.
I want the city to be great. I want us to celebrate a Super Bowl, but I'm not stupid anymore. I'm not going to have blind faith in a guy who every once in a blue moon – and then he showed up to the press conference. I didn't know if he was Nino Brown or my quarterback.
He looked like Nino Brown, like a light-skinned version of him. Yeah, that's like pretty nice.
He just looked like he just got finished giving bricks to the community. I didn't know who he was. But he did show me one other thing. He's very insecure about what people think about him, because he even had an interview with Tom Brady where he kind of threw a little subtle shot before he finished his answer. I don't know if you guys heard that.
I heard it. Yep.
His fan base is acting, so they celebrating something that he should do regularly. It's so rare that they got to celebrate and be, oh, he threw for this, he did that. Yeah, I get it. You guys ain't used to him looking that good.
No, here's where you're wrong at.
It's making a good point.
Here's where he's wrong at, and here's where you two have been wrong right along with him. Mm-hmm. The fans aren't happy because not true Jalen Hurts fans and true Eagles fans aren't happy because he threw for 290 yards. We're happy because he shut a lot of you guys up who said he couldn't do it. That's what we're happy about. Jalen Hurts fans know what Jalen Hurts can do. We know what he can do. But this was about people for like yourself, Reese, who constantly call up ragging on him, right? Doubting him, saying what he can't do, calling him a high school quarterback. We didn't get an epiphany yesterday. He just had to show people like yourself what he was capable of doing, because you forgot. Like Roy Jones said, y'all must have forgot. Must have forgot what Jalen Hurts is capable of doing. Forgot it. Yeah, nothing. I got silence from all three of you, like three church mice. Yes.
He's capable of playing great when everything around him is spectacular. I can name you 20.
Yeah, what was spectacular around him yesterday? Hold on. What was spectacular around him yesterday?
Well, first of all, when your defense only give up 13, that means you only got to score two touchdowns.
Well, hold on. Let me back you up on this. Let me back you up on this. And I don't mean back you up in support. I mean back you up into a corner. Because as much credit I want to get a defense for what they did yesterday, and they put out a couple of fires when the Eagles turned the ball over, the Eagles offense played defense for the Eagles defense yesterday for half that game. That's what happens when you control the clock as long as the Eagles offense controlled the clock. It wasn't because of how great they were playing on defense. It was because the Eagles sustained drives. They got first downs. So that helped our defense out yesterday.
Hi, can I ask you one last question before I go?
Yes.
If Jalen Hurts don't fumble in that Super Bowl for 7 points, do we win the game? Yes or no?
I don't know. Because it happened so early in the game. There was so much football left to be played.
But
many different things could happen.
Mahomes didn't give us 7 3 points. Mahomes
I know
didn't
he didn't.
A free 7 points.
I know it. That I know matters. It. And we
in
also
a big
didn't
game
punt.
Like that,
listen.
A big turnover like that matters.
Listen, to me, what cost us is not going for it on 4th and 6 from the 15-yard line, kick the field goal, and punting the ball and giving up a long punt return. Neither one of those things had anything to do with Jalen Hurts.
Okay, well,
see, you can fumble the ball. You can fumble the ball in the first half of a game, and so much football is left to be played. How does that cost you the game?
When you're playing the greatest quarterback of all time, you can't afford to give him
the greatest quarterback of all time.
Only people going to accept the ones who love him. It's unacceptable to give up 7 3 points to Patrick Mahomes. He's not Jared Goff or Dak Prescott. You can't recover from there.
Well, the good news is that we don't have to play Patrick Mahomes until the Super Bowl. So,
and Dak Prescott, what?
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Did he say he's not Dak Prescott? You're right about that.
Yeah, even I don't think Jalen cost him the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He had a bad moment.
Yes.
He also was phenomenal. In
yes, exactly. He was the best player in the game.
Take a deep breath.
I do think Reese made some good points.
I didn't hear any. Yeah, I didn't hear any good
like,
points.
You just, I don't know why you don't just let the callers talk, Ike. You know, you get on them, you start yelling at them when they don't agree with you. It's unbelievable.
Well, here's what I love about Reese.
Yeah.
We're locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're locked in.
You found your new target.
Yep.
Now, Brian, who's last week's target,
he hasn't
not
been
back
since. He hasn't been back.
Reese is still here. But I agree with Reese. Like, he did a really good Sam Bradford impression yesterday. He dink and dunked and did his job.
It's 290.
Yeah, dinking and dunking.
290.
Dinking and dunking.
Big first downs.
Running.
Yeah, he did it both ways.
That's what he does. It's a winner.
You guys. One thing we haven't talked about today.
My game ball.
Jake Elliott. No misses from Jake Elliott yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? I think it was 4th and 2.
4th and 2.
Would have gone for it.
That's my coach.
Yes.
Would have gone for it.
That's my coach.
Spike, he took the nerds and he shoved them in the locker and he said, guess what? We're playing football here. And you and your little nerd group.
I totally agree.
We're going to take 3 points instead of seven.
But you're not guaranteed seven.
You're not guaranteed three either, you idiot.
Which is more likely, getting the three or getting the seven?
Getting the three.
Yes.
As it turned out.
My goodness.
They didn't score seven.
Wait, who didn't score seven?
The Eagles.
Oh.
They got the penalty. Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
And
right.
They still didn't score seven.
What's that say?
At the very worst.
Football has returned. Oh. I love it.
We're running the ball. We got great defense. And we're taking the points.
And by the way, I don't get any credit as insider of the year either. For beating the drum for this.
That doesn't give you insider credit.
That's just what you want. That's what you want.
Hold on. Yeah. I need more credit for turning the season around also.
What?
Let's start. Saquon first in January.
All right.
Defensive-oriented draft. First three draft picks ought to be defense.
Yeah, okay. One insider of the year was looking for a guard.
Yeah. Mekhi Becton said he'd be the starter.
That's a big scoop.
Nailed that. Wanted a more physical training camp.
Man.
Got that.
All right.
Got that, right?
Stuff the nerds in the locker.
Stuff the nerds in the locker during the bye week and stop listening to that nonsense. That's what has happened.
Maybe if we do Eagles Analyst of the Year, you can win that. But none of that stuff is inside.
Five-time champ on that.
I'm on a heater this year when you think about how much I've nailed the Eagles. I undersold them on 12-5.
Yeah, well, that was terrible.
I wanted 13-4.
It was honestly embarrassing. You were on the verge of 11 wins.
No.
You were.
No.
You were.
No, I was 13.
Now, to Ike's credit, because I remember Ike was wavering, and then that press conference, when Jalen nailed it,
man,
he was back.
It's true, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I'm telling you, dude, I don't even brag.
You would never.
No. I'm just saying. I've been on a heater this year with the team. Did I not ask them to change the offense and make Jalen a game manager? Did I not ask for that? And I say start running the football?
Wasn't it Jack that asked him to be a game manager?
I said more TJ.
He's not doing anything out of love. Okay. I am. I'm doing other things.
Well,
to
that
be
is a good point.
Hold on. 16-1. I smelled the run coming.
You did smell the run coming.
You didn't.
But that
smell
was more fear.
10 in a row.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Fear.
That was fear.
And yes. My prediction yesterday was 27-13. 24-13 was the final score. It's just how many weeks in a row does Fritzy have to be consistent?
You know, I think at some point we need to publicize Jack's during game text messages, and then we'll find out.
You are sickening during the game. I mean, sickening. You can never just let things happen.
Oh, see? I don't even want to get into what that's about. All right. Jack, game ball's next?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Is Jalen getting a game ball? I guess we'll find out.
We'll see.
He's definitely getting one.
All right. We'll see.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Peace on Packer Ave in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second during the Acura Season of Performance event at Elite Acura. Right now, you can lease a brand new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer. But that's not all. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. Now, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Acura Season of Performance event going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one can compete with Elite. Make sure you tell them Ike Reese sent you. Give them a call, 567-908-0528 for offer details.